Hello, welcome to yet another episode of A Thousand Voices podcast. Join me on chapter 7, where I talk about one of my favorite things in life, time. And this is the second episode within chapter 7. My name is Gina. I am your host on A Thousand Voices podcast. And in this particular chapter, I'm focusing on time. The last chapter, I was focusing on emotional intelligence. So today I want to talk about the most valuable currency, and this is time. This is money. Obviously, we know money is important, but I feel like time is money. And here's the thing, time actually isn't money. It's more than that. You can lose money and you can make it back, but once time is gone, time is gone. It's gone forever. There's no refund. There is no exchange. There is no return. There is no loan. No, nothing like that exists. Once time is gone, it's gone forever. So if you had all the money in the world, but not time, would it even matter? Nope, it wouldn't matter. Okay, so I hope this particular subject opens your mind to help you realize and prioritize and value time more than money. Because I feel like the world we are living in now, especially driven by social media, driven by various current affairs and this and that, most people really are being driven by money. But when in actual fact, we need to prioritize time, because time is more precious. Time is more precious than money. So let's compare time and money. One thing about time is it's natural, right? So each person has a limited time in a day. And we all have a limited time in our lifespan. Once you spend your time, you cannot regain it. While money, yes, you know, you can get money through earning, through savings, through investments, and then also, you know, you could lose it. But if you are to compare time versus money, with money you can always make. Then looking at value and usage, most people value money because it directly impacts their life's experiences, their relationship, and their personal fulfillment. And how you choose to spend your time, right, reflects on your priorities and your values. Money saves as a tool. It's good for services and experiences. However, you cannot buy time or replace lost moments. It's like, yeah, like you can never buy time. I don't think there's anybody who's ever bought time. Yes, you may have the money to kind of create experiences that, you know, that are advanced, right? But yeah, you can never really buy time or replace the lost moments. Then opportunity. So when it comes to every choice we make and how we spend our time, investing time in one area means you're also sacrificing other opportunities in the other. And yeah, this is when like mindful decision making comes into play. And I'm laughing because my own life, I've really sacrificed like a lot of my time into just creating and building a career. And I kind of sacrificed the social side of me, which I don't regret, by the way. I feel like everything kind of happened really quickly based on trauma, based on experiences. You kind of make decisions that way. So I can't really like blame anybody. I can't really blame even myself, because again, we are racing against time. And this is where you kind of need to be careful with every decision that you make, because in this moment, time is moving. Time is not waiting for anybody. Whereas on the other hand, spending money on one thing and spending it on the other simply just means you could spend money on valuable things And then once you could probably waste that money, but you could still get it back. And like with time, if you waste your time chasing one thing, you lose out on other opportunities. Then another very important one is your well-being and time-wise or money-wise. So the quality of time you spend, right, in meaningful relationships, in personal growth, in self-care, can lead to overall happiness and overall amazing well-being. Time invested wisely enriches life experiences. And I would say this for myself, like I really, really do spend most of my time doing the things that enriches my self-life. It improves where I am. It makes me a better person every single day. And then on the other side of things with money, as much as financial stability can contribute to your comfort and your security, it also doesn't guarantee you happiness, to be honest. Yes, I know it's nice. People always say, I would rather cry in a Lamborghini or I'd rather cry in a Rolls Royce. But if you don't have time and you only have money, what is it good for, right? Then mindset, understanding that time is a precious commodity, it's very important. It will enable you to experience valuable experiences and relationships over material wealth. And I think this is what I've always stood for. I've always utilized my time into creating beautiful experiences, because then those live in my head. As much as I could have material things, I can just look at them. I don't know, people are different. Some people get fulfillment from material things, but I personally don't. Like, yes, I'm not saying I don't want material things. Of course, like, we all need to have material at one stage or the other. However, my priorities are more on the experiences and how I use my time in such a unique way. So, think about every second, like this particular second, right? The time that you're using to listen to this podcast, you are definitely benefiting and understanding. So you are already doing a good thing towards your own personal growth. And one thing I want to talk about is when we kind of, as we navigate in this life, I like the word navigate. I use it all the time. When we navigate, because I feel like life is a journey, as we're moving in this life, right? Every single second we are taking, we are never going to get it back. We are never going to get it back. Whether we like it or not, it's just never going to come back. So in this chapter, I will talk about, you know, preserving time and understanding how time is more valuable and how one can kind of utilize their time to their greatest capacity or their greatest capabilities. Like, I'll speak about time preservation, you know, because time is so valuable and we need to make sure we are not wasting this time. Every day, you have to ask yourself, like, is this the best use of my time? And this question is very deep, but like, ask yourself, as I'm ending this episode right now, ask yourself, wherever you are, whatever you're doing right now, ask yourself, is this the best use of my time? Thank you so much for listening. Shout out to my lessons in life. Shout out to all the books, all the authors, all the people that I look up to, everybody who's doing great, everybody who is striving, everybody who is fighting. I just want to say shout out to you, and yeah, keep going and keep doing you.